Weiter in Shasrin Chunda Pei Dalet, picking it up on the top of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down. Last one in the line. We're giving another answer in the middle of a thing of a question of why, if the Mishnah is talking about an animal that was muktash for the Bedek Abayis, is it not Chayav and Kiso Yadam? Viba Yisema Kula Bishimini. We could say that this entire Mishnah, this entire statement is going through Bishimini, who says that animals that had been muktash for the Bedek Abayis can be redeemed after the Shechted. V'shani Acha, but here in the din of Kisei Dam, it's different. The Chiyuv doesn't apply, even though you're able to redeem it. V'amar Krav V'shafach V'kisa. The pasuk says, and you shall spill the blood and cover it. And the fact that it's one right next to the other, Mishenu Mechusar Ela Shvicha V'kisoi, it means something that's not lacking except for that you spill it and then you cover it. Yatazu, excluding this case, that is Shemechusar Shvicha Pedia V'kisoi, that has to be a Padoi first. Therefore, the Katsubit the Kabais is not included as well in the din of Kisoi Dan. So all of Katsubit are not, even Katsubit the Kabais. Pardon, meaning even Katsubit the Kabais is. Other kachem mechayev because you go and you scrape it off and you put it on. This one's going to be potter because, in fact, it has something intervening in between these two things. Says Gemara, what do you mean? Once, if that's really true, what you just said, we dash like this, then I feel tema kachem mizbech. You say kachem mizbech. Also, that what you said. You scrape it off and you do it. That should also not apply. Michena mechusar ela shvicha v'kisoy yatzazesh mechusar shvicha grira v'kisoy. It's excluding even that as well, and therefore it would seem to say all kachem are going to be not involved. Mar bravashi amar. Ay. There's another explanation why it would be. That's something that's going to be on the Mizbech, or not going to be involved with Kisoi Dab. I'm recalling the passage says, Chaya o Of. Since Chayas and Of are mentioned together, Vekesh. Ma Chaya eno Kodesh. Just like the Chaya, which the passage is talking about, is not Kodesh as a carbon, because no Chaya is able to be brought as a carbon. Af Of eno Kodesh. So to the bird that's not Kadosh, that's where you have to go do Kisoi Dab. But it doesn't apply to something that's Hekdesh. Says Gemara, Ima Chaya Shein Bebino Kodesh. Then let's say further, just like a Chaya is an animal that doesn't have any of its kind that is going to be Muktash. Af Ov Shein Bebino Kodesh, so too, the bird to which the Pasuk is talking about, that doesn't have any of its kind Muktash, Otzi Torin Ben Yona, then we'll exclude a Torin Ben Yona from the Zin of Kisoi Adam. Sheesh Faminim Kodesh, because there are some of their kind that are Kodesh. The only birds that the Torah allows to be brought are the Torah B'nei Yonah. Since some of these species are offered on the Mizbeach, let the heckish of birds, the Chayas, are understood as entirely potting them from Kisa Adam, even when they're not Kodesh. It's more low. Kechaya, the way we dash is like this, like a Chaya. Ma Chaya, lo chilakta ba. You don't make any distinction between the different types. Because no Chaya is able to be brought. All kinds of Chayas, including this. Chiyuv of Kisoi Dam. Af Of Lo Tachlev Go Soto Make a Chiyuv by them as well. Between the different species, all kinds of birds are included in the Chiyuv of Kisoi Dam. The specific ones that are actually Muktash, though, are going to be excluded because they're not compared to Chayos. Says the Gemara. Yomar LeYakov Mina LeRava Kaimalon Chayi B'chal Behema LeSimanim. We say that the general thing is that an animal, a behema, is like a Chaya, both of them. Chaya is included in the category of Behema in reference to the signs of kosher animals, right? Split hooves, which is cut. Imanami Behema Chal Chaya Lekisoi. Shouldn't we say also that just like we say that Chaya B'chal Behema for this, say Behema B'chal Chaya for that. And therefore, that this would apply also by him, also you said that. Amalek is back, Allah Amar Kra, but about your question, the Pasuk says, Allah Artsish Bechad B'mayim. It says, spill the animal of the blood on the ground like water. The fact that it makes it like water, it says, Ma'ayim lo ba'i kisai, afay nami lo ba'i kisai. Just like water doesn't need to be covered, so this is needed as well. El me'ata yad bilubo. If you're comparing the blood of the behemoth to water, so then you should be able to be tovel in it. She says, given the ma'ayimikr, it's called water. Let's do tefillah. Amar Kra, Pasuk says, Ach mayanu bor mikveh mayim yator. No, says Rashi, Achmayan Bor, Beparsha Shratzim, to the Mashma Achmayan Bor, Yitar, as Misha Nitma Beshratzim, it has to be water that does it, but not Dam. Hani in, we do know this will and others will not, only water. Imahani Mili, Lamuti, Shamash, Kandula, Grimayim. Why don't we just say that's excluding other liquids that are not called water? Of all Dam, Grimayim. Dam is called water. Achinami, therefore, it should be able to, you should be able to do tefillah in it. The Gemara Trei Mutei Ksivin. No, there's two Miutim. Mayan Mayim Ubor Mayim. One of these is excluding other liquids, the other is excluding even Dam. Emi Idavidi Lamutei Shama. Ask one to see each one of those. No, both of them are just going to exclude other liquids. Chad Lamutei Zochlin. One type of liquid that's flowing. Chad Lamutei Mechunasim, that's gathered together. Right? But Dam is called water. Maybe it's not excluded. For the Gemara, in the Chinambi, Telasa Miutik Siva, there are three Miutim that are mentioned. Zochlin, Mechunasim, and Dam. Mayan. Mayim, Ubar, Mayim, Mikva, Mayim. So we have all three of those, and one of them is including, but the Mikva Mayim Ziva is coming to exclude that of Dam. Ashes Mayan, Mayim, Velo Shamaskim, Afil Zochlin, Bor Mayim, Velo Shamaskim, Afil Mechunasim, and Mikva Mayim means Velo Dam, and not blood. Tanu Rabbanan, Asher Yatzad, when the Torah says, who will trap, it says, Kisur Dam applies to both prepared and unprepared creatures. Talking about those that are in one's home and one that one traps out in the wilds. So Tanu Rabbanan, Asher Yatzad, when the Torah says, will trap, it says, V'ish, Ibn Yisrael, Umin Ager, Hagar, B'socham, Asher Yatzad, Tzid Chaya, Of, Asher Yachal, V'shachvas Dam, V'chzal Ba'afar, Enli Allah, Asher Yatzad, I only know that Kisur Dam applies to one that's captured. What if it's already captured on its own right? You're going to have Vazam and Tanagolim, like these things that, you know, geese and chickens are sitting right there for the taking, wrapped for the taking. Tamalomar Tseid Mikomakam. This is where it's said, which means in any case, and however it's caught. Imkain Matamad Lomar Asher Yatzad, why do you need that? Limda Torah Derech Eretz. It's coming to teach us Derech Eretz. Shelo Yochel Adam Basar Ela Bazman Hazos. One should not eat meat except for after doing this type of prep. Right? And that is, don't behave in a way that you're going to cause to being poor. You should eat meat, not frequently, as if you needed to trap an animal for this purpose each and every time. Rashi says, don't eat constantly, so you shouldn't become poor. Tanu Rabbanan, Ki Yachav Hashem Elokech Es Gevulecha, when Hashem your God will broaden your boundaries and say, I would eat meat, you have a desire to eat meat, you should shecht from your cattle, from your flocks. The Pasuk is teaching that when a Yid, that whereas the Yidden in the Midbar were mutter to eat meat only from Karbanos, when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they can eat meat even when they wanted to. Limda Torah Derech Eretz. Shelo Yochel Adam Basar Ela Te'evan, a person should only eat meat if they have some sort of desire. Don't eat it all the time. Only when you have like a big craving for it. Not all the time. You would think that a person should, you know, he wants meat, go to the market and go and eat it. It says that you should check it from your cattle, from your flocks, your own cattle and flocks. Only one who has enough cattle and flock that he can spare these animals should do it. One would need to buy an animal for this purpose. If you need to buy it for it, then you shouldn't go and be involved. You shouldn't go and do that. Rashi says, "Im yesh lo be'ed there be'edro yikach." And lav lo yikne b'shuk. Yochel yizbach kol v'karo v'yochel. He would have thought that one who wants meat should shecht his entire cattle and go and eat it. Rashi says, "Im in lo elishor echad yizbachu." It's only one shecht it. Kol tzono v'yochel, or his entire flock and eat it. Yochel yizbach kol v'karo v'yochel kol tzono v'yochel. That means from your cattle. Someone who has 100 zuz, yikach lepaso litra yark. He should take for his paso. He says lekidei raso loshem ilfas. He should take for his pot. Misko litra yark. Rashi says of a baser leyachal. Just take vegetables, but don't take like meat. Asara mana. Someone who has 10 mana. This is thousands. You have 10,000 zuz. Yikach lepaso litra dagam. You should buy a liter of fish. Chamishabara, 50. You can buy a liter of basa. Now you can take meat. Because meat was more expensive than fish back in the day, Rashi says. Mea mana is 100 mana. Yishpitu lo kader b'chol yom. They can cook up a pot for him every single day. Eat whatever you want.
You're loaded. Rashid Kishinosa Gadir Al Kira Karis is Fisa, that's what it's called. Yifshbitu. Vina Chemas, and the other is when should they eat the foods that he's talking about here? If they should not, let's say, not have it cooked every day, when should they have vegetables, fish, meat that they have the ability? Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. It's talking about from one Erev Shabbos. They should not eat these foods only, they should eat even these foods only on Shabbos and have less expensive stuff that's going on during the week. We have to be concerned for the words of the elder. And as she says, don't go wild with your food. Amar Yochan, Abba Mishpachas Briyam Avu. Abba meaning Rav. As she says, Rabbi Yochan, I call the Rav Abba. He's saying he comes from a big family. Avakah going Anu, but us, Mishieshlo Pruta Besoch Kiso Yiritzenu Lechenveni. One has even a Pruta in his wallet should go to the storekeeper and exchange it for what the food you need. Rav was a strong man, healthy and good, so if we could eat less types of foods, less rich type of foods. But we are weaker, and therefore we have to have the right amount of nourishment. If one is not eating properly, he's going to get sick, in which case then it's going to be even worse for him. Amar Rav Nachman, could go an anu lofen v'okel, like us, and we borrow money if we have none of our own, and we use it to go and to buy food. Rashi says, no, Mishael Noel Pruta, you're sending the Chenevi, Velo Yisagi Fatzvo, be Inoy, don't cause yourself all this pain through like the suffering, the Sech, the Bios Yote. I think you need people's help even more. Amr of Nachman going, I know, can an Anu, Rav Nachman, Amr, Doris of Yochan, the Dor of Yochan, Hoya, Bitamid, Ha'olam, Hoya, Mishtane, it's always getting changing, Vaholich, and getting worse. Velo Yabari, Kosan, Shibimei, Rav Yochan, they weren't as strong as those days. If you get Chomer, you go on Anu that feel in Lanu Haputa Lino Luvos Velechol. Even if we don't have the put to go and borrow and buy. Kvasim Lil Luvesh Lil Vu Shecha. Pasuk says, lambs will be for your clothing. The full pasuk is let lambs be for your clothing, flax be exchanged for the field. Let the milk of goats be sufficient for your food, for the food of your household, and life to your maidens. Fasim lil vushecha, Rashi says, mikra hu besifer mishle. Okay, we said this already. Migeis kvasim yehi mal vushecha. Your clothing should come from the shearings of lambs. Migeis kvasim. That's where it's come from. Umechir sada atudim. Says the flax, the exchange of a field. It's telling us, olam yim kor adam sada vikecha tudim. Person should sell his field and buy flocks. Rashi says, "Son, sheish lamim chalav leparnasa v'gizan lubo." You have milk to be able to sell and to, you know, have a parnasa and clothing to wear. Valim kara the matun mikach sadam. Don't sell your flocks and buy a field. How are you gonna live? Right here, you could live and clothe yourself. V'day chelav yizim. When it says, "Let the milk of goats be sufficient," it's saying, "Dayo la adam she's pinus be chelav gidiim v'tloim shavtoch beso." It's enough for a person to get as his Mizonos is parnasa for the milk of the baby goats, or the kids and the goats that are in his house. Don't shech the animals and eat them, but use them for your parnasa. As she says, Achim Mashma, De Chelevizim, De Lecha Bechelbam, Velo is Tishukim Dochem. Don't shech them, eat them. Lelachmecha, Lelechem Besecha. And then when it says, after for your food, for the food of your household, your food comes from the food of your household. Right? This is talking about you need the basics to be able to survive, be able to get for the rest of the stuff for your family. This is in life to your maidens. Give life to your youth. Mikan lim de Torah derech eretz. So the Torah is teaching us the way to behave. Shelo yilamid adam es beno basar yayin. A person should not teach his child meat and wine. Don't go ahead and start spoiling your kids. Be satisfied with the basics, and that's going to give them life. As Rashi says so beautifully, Lime Darkei Chaim, teach them Lestapik Mimazonos Kalim, that they should be satisfied with having just a little bit. They don't have to have so much. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, how I've seen Nebuch, the parents that have taught their kids to live a lavish lifestyle, and Nebuch, they're stuck. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we spoke about the idea of by flock. Beep, turn the page. Pay dollar a base. Harotza Shiz Asher Yasuk B'Hemidaka, someone who wants to become rich, then raise small animals. Be involved with these. They multiply and they're going to help you. Amar of Chista, my Dirsev, V'Ashtaros Sanecha. What does it mean when it says on the flocks of your sheep? Why are flocks called Ashtaros? Shemiz Ashtaros is by lame. They make their owners rich. Let a person drink a cup prepared by sorcerers, but not a cup of lukewarm water, because that's much more dangerous. Rashi says, "Tov lishtos koshal machshifos, lishtos koshal mayim poshim shirayim imilaguf." It's bad for the bottle, for the bottle. It's bad for the body, right? Yeah. It has to be. You have all this bacteria that can hurt you. If you boil it, it's a different story. This is talking about in a metal kli, the lukewarm water and the warm in this metal kli. Avav kli cheres less labav. But if it's in earthenware, if it's pottery, it's not a problem. Kli matachos nami ilam and ela delo shadibu tzivya. It's only meaning to throw these herbs into it, right? The roots and grasses and spices. They can throw into avav shadibu tzivya less labav. If you throw it in a second, it's a problem. Vechilo shadibu tzivya nami ilam and ela delo tzayitz. And even if you didn't throw in these herbs, it's only a problem when it's not brought to a boil. You didn't boil it. Rashi's Yiftiach. About Tzayis, less about if you boil it, then it's not a problem. Boil it out. Kill all the bacteria. If I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishin Yichlo Aviv Mos Vrotu La'avdan, if someone's father left him a lot of money, and he wants to lose it, right? Obviously, we're talking in a silly way. Like, don't make this bad move over here. Gilbash Kalei Pishtan, wear linen clothing, Vishtamish Bakli Sluchis, and use gold, I'm sorry, glass, utensils, Vizkar, Poland, Valiation Mime, hire workers and don't sit with them. In other words, don't be stupid. Rashi says that it's called Misha Lo Tarach Mamon, Vikal Be'inav La'avdo, Zoe Budo. You don't work for it, so if you don't appreciate it, easy to lose it. Rashi says Kalei Pishtan because they're very expensive. You're going to lose your money by doing this, so don't do it. Kiss the room says Yakar is very expensive when you're dealing with this. Oh, sorry, we're not up there yet. Now, Yilbos Kalei Pishtan, right? Now, Clive, what does it mean? It says where these linen clothing is Bekitna Rumisa, means this Roman linen, which is very expensive. Rashi says, use gold cups, glass cups. Which are very expensive, also very expensive. V'yiskor poalim v'al yeshiv yimayim, and then hire workers, but don't sit with them. Bitori, it's talking about hiring drivers of oxen. Right? Yiskor poalim yim salem shvarim, give them the oxen. Shelo lach shafayim yachkisho shvarim, and they're going to weaken them. Yiskor fayim b'yaros b'kramim v'malachas lo sa'ala l'klum shenu choshen l'kach. Then office pidayu, and it's a great loss if you don't supervise. They're going to wear down the oxen. They're going to work them too hard. The cows will get injured, bring them through forests and vineyards, and the trip, they're going to fall. It's going to bring you, you're not going to get anything from that. So obviously, don't behave like that. Dorish Rabbi Ravavira, Zimnim Amar La Mishmeidu Rav. I mean, something to say in the name of Rav Ami, Zimnim Amar La Mishmeidu Rav Asi. My Dechsev, what does it mean when it says, Tovi Ishchoninu Malve Yechalkal Devar V'Mishmat? Good is the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. How does the one who does his affairs with justice? Li'olam Yochal Adam V'yishta Pachas V'mashi Yishlo. A person should eat and drink less than what is in his means. V'yilbas V'yizkatz V'mashi Yishlo. But clothe themselves in that which he does have. Right? And that is, Rashi says, Pachas V'mikdei Yichols V'yilbas V'yizkatz L'fi Yichols Shalo Yizbayish V'yichabed Yishto Yosor V'yichols. Right? And he doesn't want to embarrass himself, so wear what he can. Yichabed Yishto Banav Yosor V'mashi Yishlo. And he should honor his wife and children even more than what he has. She ain't tluyim bo, because they're dependent on him. Who told him b'mi shomer v'yolam? They depend on him, but he's dependent on the one who said, let the world come into existence. Mm-hmm. He's dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're depending on you. Take care of them. And then you just go and depend on Hashem. He'll take care of you.
Back to Kisoy Adam.
Somebody goes and shechs for a behema, I'm sorry, a chaya or an oaf for somebody who is sick on Shabbos. They really need this. So you have to go and you have to cover. You have to do Kisoy Adam. You got to cover up that blood. Rashi says, the kevin did nita Shabbos litchos. It's pushed off for all the mitzvahs for it. Amelu Rabba, Ishtoma Ka'amar. He's saying something which is wild. Rashi says, Davar Temahu Amar. This is a wonder.
Lish Mitua Lamore Mine. They should remove his speaker from him.
That is pretty intense, Rashi says.
Yechtechu as Lishonu Sha'amar Ba. Cut off his tongue that said such a thing. This is a big mistake.
Tire went on a bicep, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Koi ein shchita in shechtan osob yamtev. Hey, Koi, you don't shechtan on yamtev, this animal, and the im shechto im chas has done, and if you did it, you don't cover the blood. Mi kavachom, it's kavachom. Ma mila, shevada docha Shabbos, and mila definitely goes, breaks, it pushes away Shabbos, Rashi is asa with kavachomer, matzah rasha docha avoda docha Shabbos, mila docha osa, kulim sech Shabbos, all from the Gemara's and Shabbos, kuflam, and beis, and beis, ein sveika docha b'l yom tov.
If mila, the vadai mila is docha Shabbos, but the suffix one is not Docha Yom Tov, Rashi says, could go nola beina shmashos. The Karmel Perek Verbi Lasa Denima Letisha Vechal Suffik Shmini Suffik Chi Shalobi Yom Tov. We don't know if it's the 8th or 9th and Yom Tov. Eno Nimal Arasiri, only on the 10th. It's an Nola beina shmashos, Nimal Letisha, Klomer Le Suffik Chi, beina shmashos Shal Erev Shabbos, Nimal Le Asara Chal Yom Tov Liosachar Osa Shabbos Yehu Asiri Nimo Lechavasa Yehu the 11th Rishon Demila Shalom Zmana Lo Dachia. It's not been Zman, we don't Docha. Then Afkar Lon Me'ahu Levado Hu Velo Machshirav Levado Velo Mila Shalom Zmana B'Sanhedrin.
So back to the Gemara, Ein Sfeika Dochas Yom Tov Kisu She'in Vadai Dochas Shabbos. And where is it, the covering the blood? Who's definite Chiyav does not knock off Shabbos. I'll go explain what that means. Ein Din She'in Sveiko dochus yom tov. It's suffix back of yom tov. Is it the chiyuv to cover the blood of a koi? Is a question. Is a suffix. We learn from this kavachom that of a koi we shechlen yom tov. You're not allowed to cover the dam. Now amud lo, they said to him, tkiya shofar bekvulun tochech. What do you mean? The blowing of the shofar in the, you know, outside of the Beis Hamikdash is going to show you that the kavachom is off. She'ein vada'a dochus Shabbos. The shofar is definitely chiyuv. Does not override Shabbos. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even a man is definitely chayv to hear the sound of the shofar. He can't blow it outside of the Beis HaMikdash when Shoshana falls on Shabbos. Usfeika docha Yom Tov, but the suffix of it overrides Yom Tov even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So we can say the same thing about the chiyav of covering the dam. Even though it's definite chiyav does not override Shabbos, even its suffix can override Yom Tov. Therefore, maybe it's mutter to go and to cover the blood of a koi on Yom Tov.
Heishiv Rabbi Lazar Kaper Biribi Tshuva. Rabbi Lazar Kaper Biribi, meaning the great one, brought another knockoff of the Kavachomer. Ma lemila shekein einu nagas b'leil yom tovim. Mila does not apply on Yom Tov nights, right? It can only be done during the daytime. It says in the day, but Yom HaShmini. So even the eighth day from a child's birth definitely falls in Yom Tov. The Mila cannot be done in the night of the Yom Tov. You're going to go and say that about covering the dam, which does apply on Yom Tov nights. It's equal to the Mila in reference that it can't override Yom Tov. So this doesn't make any sense. So even though a possible bris mila chiyav does not override Yom Tov, possible kisei adam, like a koi, can knock off Yom Tov. Right? The mitzvah of kisei adam applies whatever hour of the day or night one does a shechita. So kisei adam has a certain chumrah that mila doesn't have. It can apply even on the night of Yom Tov. Since this mitzvah has a wider application than that of mila, you can't learn out from mila that its sveika, suffix thing is unable to knock off Yom Tov.
Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, "Zeh echad min advarim sha'amar Rabbi Chiya ein li aleim tshuva."
This Rabbi Yosef's kavachom is one of the things Rabbi Chiya said. I have no way of knocking it off. Heishiv Rabbi Elazar Kaper Bribi tshuva. Rabbi Elazar Kaper Bribi does bring a way of knocking it off. The initial argument against Rabbi Yossi is not considered to be a good one, a knockoff, like we're going to see in the Gemara. Okay, now, Katani Mias Kisui She'in Vado Tocha Shabbos. What comes out at the end of the day, though, is that the price says about covering the dam, whose definite chiv does not override the Shabbos. My vado de kisur de lo dachi Shabbos. What does that mean? That the definite chiv of covering the dam doesn't override Shabbos, since it's also the shechtan Shabbos. How could there even be a chiv of covering the blood that day? Lavashod lechol of Shabbos. It must be talking about the case where he did it for a sick person on Shabbos, and it's telling us that the chiv of covering the blood does not doche the Shabbos. And this shows that Rav Eina made a mistake when he said that the kisur dam is done on Shabbos. That's what Rabbi's saying. Whoa, chop out that guy's tongue for saying that. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Vidilma da'arav shachat. Maybe, I was trying to knock off this proof over here to come against it. Maybe this price is talking about a case where one already broke Shabbos and then shechted a chaya, a bird, for the sake of a healthy person. But if somebody did it, but if one shechted in a mutter way for somebody who's sick, then maybe it would also be mutter. Maybe that's what the price was talking about, only for a healthy person. And if it's not against Ravina, says the Gemara, nah, demila. But he's talking about a case that's similar, a case of dam, similar to the Mila. My Mila Birishos, the Mila was allowed to be done. Afki Sinam Birishos. So too about the covering the dam, it's talking about a case which is allowed. And therefore, the case is one that the Shechit was mutter because it's done for a sick person. And the Bais says that covering the blood is still going to be aser. So we learn from that Rav Eina's statement is wrong. Amrulo, they said to Rav Yossi, Tkiya Shofar B'Gvul and Tochiach, but the blowing of the shofar and the boundaries, meaning outside of the Beis HaMikdash, will show you that your Kal V'Chomer is wrong. Shein Vada'a Docha Shabbos, speak of Docha Yontov. But the shofar's definite chiv doesn't override Shabbos, that's in the boundaries outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but in the case of Safek chiv, will override Yontov, and even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. My Sveika, what are you talking about? The Sveika is over Yontov. Elam is Safek Chol, Suffolk Yom Tov. If you're saying it's a Suffolk, whether it's Chol or Yom Tov, and it means that the Suffolk shofar is that day is overrides Yom Tov Chiyuv, and we'll say, how could this prove anything about Kisur Dam? Hashta Vade Yom Tov Dachya. If the shofar Chiyuv overrides the Yom Tov for sure, right, when it's a Chiyuv, you do it even on Yom Tov, Suffolk Yom Tov, Suffolk Chomi Bayi, then I have to say that to be the case. Since the Torah says that the shofar can be blown on a day which is definitely Rosh Hashanah, it's obviously that no Yom Tov, there's nothing that's stopping it. So it must be blown out of a Suffolk on the day that Rosh Hashanah of Suffolk also, even though the possible Yom Tov Chiyuv that would apply on that day, how could this be brought as a proof that a Suffolk of Kisur Adam overrides a definite Yom Tov where the Chiyuv is a definite Chiyuv and the restriction is a chiv, and there's definitely a restriction, and it's a suffix of the chiv. Beep, turn the page. Payment off. Ella, suffix ish, suffix isha. I love it. What's the case we're talking about over here? The questionable obligation. And we're talking about a case where it's maybe a man and maybe a woman. We got a tumtum or in drunkenness. Since the shofar is blown for this person, even when it's definitely Yom Tov, we see that a Suffolk Chiyuv overrides a definite Yom Tov. So the Chachamim of the Braisa brought this to knock off of Yossi's argument that a Suffolk Kisur Adam does not override Yom Tov. Why does Rav Yossi knock it off? Rav Yossi Latame, Rav Yossi follows his own logic. Tamer Isha Vadois Namitaka. That even a definite woman also blow a shofar Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to the idea of smicha, of leaning on the animal, men do smicha on their animals, women don't. Women don't do smicha. That's based off a pasuk. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they say, Nashim somchos rishus. Women have a rishus. If they want to do it, they are able to do smicha. Rashi says, V'afikav delu mechayev. B'chayev, v'lo aminin avodas b'kachim. That it's a problem. V'achinami lo aminin mechaleles yom tofi. Right, just like Rabbi Yossi says that a woman has the option to do the leaning of the carbon if she wants to do it, so too he holds that a woman has the right to build a shofar and rishon if she wants. Therefore, clearly a person who is possibly a man and possibly a woman has the right to do it as well. The fact that this person can blow doesn't give a raya about the suffix chiyav of another mitzvah like kisur adam overriding a yom tov eser. The chachamim hold that a woman cannot do smicha and thus can't blow the shofar. So according to them, the din that
one who is possibly a woman can blow the shofar is a raya. It does prove that any suffik chiyav, including covering the blood, overrides Yom Tov. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, where's? Well, the Ma'adik Amar Rabbanan Nami is lepichin. Even according to the Rabbanan's own opinion, we can knock off their argument. Malat chiyas shofar shekein vadoi docha Shabbos HaMikdash. The definite chiyav overrides the iser of on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it would make sense to say that a suffix shofar chiyav can override Yom Tov even outside. Tomer Bekiso, you want to say this about Kiso Dam also, the lesser klal, which is not performed at all on Shabbos. That is a questionable chiyav. Is I want to say it about the covering the dam, the lesser klal, which is not done at all on Shabbos. It's questionable chiyav is equally able to override Yom Tov. Of course not. The law of shofar blowing doesn't give us a valid reason for mattering the doing the kisoy dam with the blood of Kohen Yom Tov. Heishi Rabbi Elazar Kapa Ribi, Rabbi Elazar Kapa Ribi has brought another way of knocking off Yosef Kava Chomer, Ma'ala Mila Shekein Einu Noeges B'Lev Yom Tovim, right? Which is not done on the night of Yom Tov. You want to say about the Kisar Dam, which does apply? That's equal to Mila in this regard, that it cannot have read Yom Tov. Says Gemara, B'Lev Yom Tovim, Udalo Naga? Is Mila not done on Lel Yom Tov, B'Shar Lel Naga, but it's done on other nights? The mitzvah circumcision of circumcising ain't ever done at night. I says, but to me, what's going on? Ella, mala mila, shekein einu noeges b'leilas kabiyamim. Mila can't be done at night like it's done by day. So, tomer b'kisus noeges b'leilas kabiyamim. You want to now say teaches about kisur adam, which does apply at night and is equal. You want to say it's equal to mila in reference that it can't be override Yom Tov? Doesn't make sense. Amar Rabbi Abba, ze echem min advarim, shamar Rabbi Chia ein li aleim tshuva. This is one of Rabbi Yossi's kavachomers that Rabbi Chia said, I don't know if we're knocking it off. Eishi Rabbi Lazar Kav, Rabbi Tshuva. And he was able to come along and to bring it away to knock off the kavachomer. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.